Joy News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. This Tuesday, U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is testifying in a public hearing with members of a Senate panel. They're expected to ask him about his contacts with the Russian ambassador and his involvement in the firing of the head of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. During his confirmation hearing in January, Sessions said he had not met with any Russians during the campaign. The Justice Department said the conversations he had were part of his job as a senator. His testimony comes less than a week after James Comey, the fired FBI director, said during his own appearance before the Senate Intelligence Committee that he felt Mr. Trump had gone against the normal separation of criminal investigations from White House oversight by directing him to end the investigation into Russia's activities. Comey said Mr. Trump told him he had hoped Comey would let go of the investigating of the president's first national security adviser, Michael Flynn, and also asked Comey to pledge his personal loyalty and lift the cloud of the Russia probe. There's been an agreement between a group of U.S. senators to strengthen sanctions against Russia, including a provision that would require Congress to review if the White House relaxed, suspended, or terminated sanctions already in place. The bipartisan agreement comes in the form of a judgment and amendment to legislation the Senate is already considering on sanctions for Iran. The bill is expected to have strong support when it goes before the full Senate and would have to then pass in the House of Representatives and be signed by President Donald Trump. A statement from Republican and Democratic leaders on the Senate Banking Committee said the amendment expands sanctions against the government of Russia in response to the violation of the territorial integrity of Ukraine and Crimea. This is VOA News. A second U.S. federal court has voted to uphold a block on President Donald Trump's executive order restricting travel from six mostly Muslim countries. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco ruled unanimously Monday against Mr. Trump's temporary ban on the grounds that the president overstepped his authority when he issued his March 2nd executive order. The three-judge panel said that while the 1952 Immigration and Nationality Act gives the president broad powers to both control entrance to the United States and protect U.S. security and immigration, even for the president, is not a one-person show. Monday's decision echoes a previous ruling by the Virginia-based Fourth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, which on May 25th upheld a Maryland judge's ruling blocking parts of the order. Attorney General Jeff Sessions said the Trump administration disagrees with the Ninth Circuit's decision and will continue to seek further review by the U.S. Supreme Court. Heavy rains have triggered landslides in Bangladesh and so far has killed 43 people. Officials warned Tuesday the death toll could rise as rescuers reach more areas of the hilly districts in the southeastern part of the country. The mud buried homes after the rain started Monday. And last month, the cyclone killed 7 people and damaged tens of thousands of homes in southeastern Bangladesh. National Basketball Association star Dennis Rodman hopes his surprise return to North Korea could help secure the release of an American being held in the repressive nation, but it also raises serious concerns.
Dennis Rodman's a private citizen. We're aware of his visit. We wish him well. But we have issued travel warnings to Americans and suggested they not travel to North Korea for their own safety.
That's Under Secretary of State for Political Affairs Thomas Shannon. 4 Americans are currently being held in North Korea, including 22-year-old student Otto Warmbier, who was detained in January 2016 and sentenced to 15 years hard labor for attempting to steal a propaganda banner. Asked about the detained Americans, Rodman told reporters he thinks he can make something happen. The 56-year-old former basketball star has visited North Korea at least 4 times and developed a friendship with the leader, Kim Jong-un, who is an avid NBA fan. And the Golden State Warriors won their second National Basketball Association championship in 3 years Monday night with a 129-120 victory over the Cleveland Cavaliers. Warriors forward Kevin Durant scored 39 points in Game 5 of the best-of-7 series on his way to being named NBA Finals Most Valuable Player. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's VOA.